You're listening to the She Boss Cafe podcast, and today's episode dives into how to make absolutely certain you capitalize on any opportunity that you have to speak. Make it live, make it virtual, doesn't matter, make it good. It's featuring one of our expert contributors from the She Boss Cafe, Claudio Sennhauser, who is not only a presentation coach, but he's actually coached people to prepare them for the Shark Tank. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm Susan Trumpler from Unstoppable Women in Business, and I'm so glad you're here today in the She Boss Cafe podcast, where we really believe that being a she boss is an identity. It is a way of life. Being a female entrepreneur is not always easy, but it's definitely the most gratifying way to put yourself out into the world. So join us in the She Boss Cafe, where we are on a mission to connect, support, and watch everyone smash their goals. So let's get started.
You would have to be under a rock to not have at least heard the music from Hamilton, if not seeing Hamilton in your hometown, I would have to say. And so you might know that one of the very first songs in the show is called Your Shot. And the lyrics go something like this: I'm not throwing away my shot. You know, Hamilton was one of our founding fathers of our country, the framer, and he had a big influence on the way things were going, but he needed to make sure that when he spoke, that people would listen and they would get him clearly and then he would keep their attention. And so that's why I thought about Hamilton today, because Claudio Sennhauser, who is joining us as our featured guest, is an expert at having people make certain they capitalize on the shot they've got when they are presenting, whether it's live or virtual. Claudio has even helped participants on the Shark Tank make their pitch and do really well at it too, if I can recall. And so today I am asking for a warm welcome for Claudio Sennhauser, who, by the way, you guys, lives in Thailand, right, Claudio? Lives in Thailand, mm-hmm. And it is 3 o'clock in the morning. So a big round of applause. Thank you so much for joining us today, Claudio. What did I leave out? Tell us a little bit more about your background. How did you get into coaching and helping people doing presentations?
Sure. Well, first, many, many thanks for having me on your program, Susan. It's always a delight when we meet and get to exchange a couple of ideas. And what got me into the coaching is basically that I had a career in corporate America in the high-tech arena as a technology evangelist. Mm. And so for about 25 years, I was traveling around the globe presenting. Boardrooms, big stages, small stages. And I really felt that at one point it was time to take what I've learned and help others to present more effectively as well.
Beautiful. All right. So Claudio, we're going to get right down to the meat of the matter. We've got a lot of women here in the audience and listening on the podcast that mm-hmm. do speak. And we've heard some challenges that they say that they have. And so I'm going to start right out by asking you, what is the number one tip that you have for people when they're doing virtual presentations, which we all do a lot of lately? What is the number mm-hmm. one tip you give people when you're talking about really connecting and getting that deep engagement that you're looking for when you are doing a presentation?
Yeah. I believe that it's almost the same thing as in a real life presentation, and that is you have to feel good. It all starts with you and your own feeling. Mm. And I always say that today your on-screen presence has become your business attire. And very, very similarly to when you are putting on a really, really stellar suit or dress, your confidence is going up mm-hmm. in a very, very similar way. If you are confident that you look good and you sound good and you have the technology under control, you know the tools that you're using, that gives you that boost of energy, that boost of confidence, and makes you feel good. And that is one of the keys.
Oh, this is so good, Claudio, because I will tell you that I fall prey to this, and I believe that other people do as well. Let's put the scenario that someone doesn't have their camera on. Like, you feel good, you feel confident, but you're not getting feedback from the audience, right? So how do you keep that mental perspective of feeling good when you're presenting into almost like a chasm and you don't know how they're receiving it on the other end?
Yeah, there hopefully and usually there is at least one person that has the camera on. And if you can, you know, just focus on that person, they will give you small little signals. They give you a little head nod, a smile. And that's often all you need to know that, okay, there is somebody out there and they're paying attention to me. And then simply just talk to that person.
Okay, so that just, I'm goofy, but that just made me think, well, I'm going to plant somebody in the audience on my next presentation to nod and smile at me.
Why not?
Why not? That's what you
but
gotta
it really
do.
Is, you know.
It's true.
Yeah, for the longest time when I started with this, right, my setup was in a way where I had my Zoom meeting on my screen on one side and I had to look into the camera on the other side. Mm-hmm. And while I did see the Zoom meeting out of my peripheral vision,
yes,
I couldn't really detect anything that's going on. So you, over time, you just learn to talk to the camera, to talk into the camera and see your audience in the camera rather than on your screen.
Okay, so I'm going to make this comment because I know that folks that are listening to this on the podcast platform don't have the advantage of seeing this. You will be able to see it if you hop over to my YouTube channel. But Claudio, you are making steady and consistent eye contact with me. Like, you do not waver. And no. I'm wondering how is your setup so that you can do that? And B, is that something you trained yourself to do? Does it come naturally? And how does that impact, in essence, the connection with your audience?
Love the question, because this is one of the aspects that I personally myself struggled with the most, right? And so I really trained myself to look into the camera. And originally I had my camera to the left of my screen. And then I pulled the Zoom meeting as close as possible to my camera so that I can see it easily in my peripheral vision. And if I need to, I just glance over very, very briefly and the audience doesn't usually see it. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, though, I do have a little secret weapon at my disposal, and that is a teleprompter. So right now I'm actually looking at the teleprompter and on that teleprompter, I don't see text coming by that tells me what to say. No, I just see my Zoom window on there. So I'm now looking actually at the Zoom window and through the Zoom window behind it is my camera. I look straight into the camera and so, yeah, it's a little cost involved and it depends on, you know, how much and how intense are your online interactions and presentations. If you meet a lot and if these meetings are high impact, high stakes meetings, I really, really recommend, you know, look into possibly using a teleprompter. And there is a new device out by a company called Elgato, and it has taken the world by storm because it's so easy to set up and it's very, very affordable. It's not what I'm using. It came out after I bought my current setup, but today I would choose that product.
Well, thank you very much. And to the audience, I'll drop the link for the Elgato teleprompter in the notes so that if you are interested in looking that up, you can. I think that's a great idea. because the way you describe it, having your camera directly behind the teleprompter and looking straight into it, seeing what the audience is seeing, is just such a beautiful way to make certain that you're staying connected. Okay, so talk to me a little bit regarding speech pattern and how to use your voice in a way mm-hmm. that will keep people engaged mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. help that spotlight when it's shining on you to really, you know, have luster.
Yeah, speech patterns. And as you can tell, you know, I'm not American. I'm not English. I do have an accent.
Really?
And I remember, you know, I lived 20 years in the States. And when I got to the States, you know, I wanted to get rid of my accent. I was like, oh, I want to speak accent free. And then so many people told me, don't do that. Don't do that. It's your personality. And as long as you are articulate, the accent really doesn't make a big difference, right? And so to me, it's like English has a certain song to it.
It does.
And every word can be pronounced in a very, very special way, in a way that it deserves to be pronounced, right? So to me, engaging speech is really vocal variety. There is nothing worse to my ear than a monotone delivery. That immediately puts people to sleep. And how do you get to the vocal variety? Well, again, it's practice, practice, practice a little bit. But one of the things, and perhaps this is something that I just picked up when I was learning English. When I got to the United States, my English was really, really poor. I couldn't speak very well. I couldn't understand. And so I sat there late nights and I was watching all the different programs on late night TV, mm-hmm. particularly sitcoms. And in my head, I was repeating like a simultaneous translator, but instead of translating it, I was just mm-hmm. repeating the speech patterns. And you pick up so much. So what if you feel that you do have a little bit of a monotone delivery? Well, one of the things that will help tremendously is to add more pauses. Mm-hmm. Not speaking is actually speaking more than filling the air with empty words.
It's so true. I think it's called a pattern interrupt. People expect to continue hearing you. And when you stop speaking, if you have lost their attention, all of a sudden they come back. And if you do it just prior to something that you're going to say that's very important, it's a way to get their attention back. And then you're delivering the message that you really want them to hear. All right. So we covered eye contact. We covered the voice. What other factors make a difference for people?
Mm-hmm. There are three parts in the setup that we can improve to have more impact. The first one is framing. How do you frame yourself? And in a typical meeting, I see people very, very often framed too low, yes. meaning that there is a lot of room on top of their head, between the top of the head and the edge of the screen at the top. My recommendation is take your cues from the professionals. Watch a news program and see how are these newscasters framed. And you will find that they are pretty much all the same. No matter what channel you're tuning in, they're framed in a very, very similar way. And my recommendation is to take advantage of the rule of thirds, which for a design student or a photographer, they know exactly what I mean, which is to divide your screen in thirds. So you have a top third, a middle third, and a lower third. And make sure that you place your eyes roughly at the top third of the screen. If your eyes are in that location and your camera is at eye level, so you're looking into it straight and not looking up or looking down, which gives the audience this feeling of, well, exactly that. You're looking either down on them or you're looking up on them in this submissive position, you know, all down in your screen. If you have your eyes at about one third from the top, it provides a very natural image, an image that looks more or less like if I were sitting across from you at the table. So that is number one, the framing. It is quite important, but even more important, scientifically proven, more important is the quality of your sound.
Claudio, that was excellent. So frame yourself, great audio, great lighting. We'll present you in an expert way that people will trust and listen to and stay engaged with. Love it. All right. So here's the pièce de résistance. When we're trying to influence people, as you helped your folks on Shark Tank, what did you say to them? What was the most important things you were able to tell them as they went into the tank that ensured that they would connect with the sharks at the highest level?
Breathe. Holistic kind of thing, right? If you want to influence other people, it starts with yourself. Emotions transfer. Emotions are contagious. And if you want to influence somebody, the way to do it is through emotions. Mm-hmm. Now, in order to feel the right feelings inside of yourself, you have to be in the right state of mind, and you can help that with breathing. We had one team of young entrepreneurs that went into Shark Tank, and just before the door opened, you know, they're walking through that hallway and they have to wait at the door, and then the door opens. And this is the first time they see the sharks and also the sharks them. And one of the two, he almost passed out. His brother really had to remind him and say, hey, do what our coaches told us. Breathe, take a deep, deep breath. And there are breathing techniques that you can apply that help calm you down immediately. And many of your listeners have probably heard of box breathing or tactical breathing, which is a way of breathing in and out. Like, imagine a box, right? So you are breathing in for the count of four or five or whatever feels comfortable for you. You're breathing in. Then you're holding your breath for the exactly same amount of time. You're breathing slowly out for the same amount of time. And then again, hold for the same amount of time before you start breathing in again. And this technique is taught to first responders, to Navy SEALs, to anybody who is in stress situations, not just to immediately calm yourself down in a stress situation, but also as a daily exercise to pay more attention to your breathing, because breathing is something that we do so naturally, but unconsciously. We never think of breathing. And my typical advice to all of my clients is to do breathing exercises as part of your daily routine. 20, 25 years ago, I even learned how to play the didgeridoo and learn how to do circular breathing, because I was so fascinated with this asset that we have that is so unconscious to us.
That's so interesting. All right. This is a selfish question, because I do speak on main stages quite often. And when you're introduced and you've got your walk-on music and you're coming onto the stage, obviously the adrenaline is flowing. And I love the thought of box breathing. And yet I've got, you know, a bunch of people sitting there waiting for me to say something. So how do you coach your folks in the first few minutes of walking on stage to get through that period of, you know, okay, I got to get this adrenaline out and I've got to breathe and yet I need to speak as well. So what are your tips for right as you walk on stage?
Yeah. As you probably know, and many of your listeners as well, it's really that first 30 seconds that gets us over that phase. I have had in the past, I have had tremendous anxiety before every single talk, and it reflected on my voice, or at least I thought so. There was this vibration in my voice that I heard, but apparently the audience didn't, right? So the first thing is to focus on the audience and not yourself, because these are all the things that run through our brain when we are starting to become self-aware, right? When we are like, oh, my voice, and then we are starting to talk internally in a voice that, you know, might not be too helpful, criticizing ourselves. So as a general advice, I always say, focus on your audience and know your message so well and know your first 30 seconds so well. Mm-hmm. That the words just roll off your tongue. You don't have to think about what's coming out. And that is where I come into play as a coach who can help people to prepare. And we do practice runs and practice runs and practice runs. For example, a Shark Tank, you know, and it's not really the pitch there. The pitch is easy because it's only 90 seconds, but it's the Q&A. And we actually do drills, Q&A drills, for 2-3 months leading into the show every single week, at least once. And as we're getting closer, maybe 2 or 3 times a week, and we are going through it again and again and again. So know your stuff, focus on the audience, and those first 30 seconds will be over before you know it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Claudio. Hey, listen, folks, Claudio is an amazing presentation coach. He also has a YouTube channel, which is called?
It's At Pitch Coach.
At Pitch Coach. And here's
the thing. If you go to YouTube and then slash and then the at sign and Pitch Coach.
Beautiful. Claudio, I think you have been kind enough to share with the She Boss Cafe members an amazing resource for presenting in either PowerPoint or Keynote. Yes. Could you mention that to the podcast guests here? And I'll have the links, you guys, in the show notes again.
Absolutely. And maybe you want to put the link to the video as well, because I did a video on this where I give you the reason why you want to use that giveaway. What it is, it's a PowerPoint deck that has 50 slides on it with a space for your camera. Because the problem is this, when we share our screen in Zoom, we get about 5% of the screen real estate, and our slides get 80% of the screen real estate. This deck allows you to share your PowerPoint presentations with you, with the feed of your webcam inside of that presentation. So all of a sudden, you are part of that 80% again that people are looking at. So yeah, thank you for reminding me of that, and put the link into the description, and anybody who downloads it, uses it, usually comes back and says, wow, how did I not know that this feature is already part of PowerPoint and Keynote? It was amazing. Afterwards, my audience came to me and asked, how did you do that? I want to do the same thing. And if your audience does that with you, you know they will remember your presentation for quite some time.
Exactly right. And here's the thing. Here's what I love about you, Claudio. You could have just done a video to say, hey, here's the feature that is available in PowerPoint. And it has been. I don't know why people don't use it. But you took that extra step and created a template of 50 slides that all you have to do is rebrand them and use them. So you took all the work out of it for us. And that's just very generous and kind. Thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Awesome. All right, She Bosses, I'm telling you, you got to check out Claudio and the resources he has available to you, because one of the best ways to build your business is to get out there and speak. People need to be able to do eye-to-eye contact. They need to hear your voice. They need to understand your passion. And there's no better way to do it than to speak. And so Claudio is our guy that helps us and gives us tips. And you're in the cafe. He's an honorary she boss. He's in the cafe. So if you have questions, you can always DM Claudio or check out him in the tech thread. All right. Thank you, Claudio. Thank you, everybody. Hey, if you want to be part of this podcast recording, be part of the live audience, because we're turning off our mics now and we're going to have a chat with everyone that's in the audience. Come join the She Boss Cafe Lounge. It's free. We do this the first and third Wednesdays of the month at 3 o'clock. And it would be great to have you here enjoying the conversation in person. But until then, have a great week and we'll talk to you guys again really soon. Take care.
Did you know that 8 out of 10 businesses fail within the first 18 months of existence? I believe we can improve that statistic one business at a time. At She Boss Cafe, you're going to find the support and connections you need to take the mystery out of that big black hole we call sales and marketing. Whether it's creating your playbook, being supported by the community of experts, or even joining a mastermind group that fits you perfectly, you can find it all at the cafe. Come join us. Information is available in the show notes, and I hope to see you soon.